Jesus is Praying for You by Lynette Kittle, read by Ellie Johnson. Who then is the one who condemns? No one. Christ Jesus, who died, more than that, who was raised to life, is at the right hand of God and is also interceding for us. Romans 8:34. Growing up, it was comforting to know my grandparents and parents were praying for me. Many times their prayers were taken for granted, but as they have passed away, I've become more aware of just how much their prayers meant to me. Knowing they were daily interceding for me provided me with the strength, security, confidence, and support that God was leading in my life. Just like their prayers encouraged me through life, I've realized there is another who is always praying for me, a Savior who is daily interceding on my behalf. Hebrews 7:23-25 states, "Now there have been many of those priests since death prevented them from continuing in office, but because Jesus lives forever, he has a permanent priesthood. Therefore, he is able to save completely those who come to God through him, because he always lives to intercede for them." If, like me, you've experienced the loss of loved ones who you knew were interceding for you on a daily basis, or if you've felt alone at times thinking no one cares or is praying for you, realize that Jesus is at the right hand of God praying for you. As 1 Timothy 2:5 explains, "For there is one God and one mediator between God and mankind, the man Christ Jesus." His ascension to heaven did not stop his ministry to you. Along with paying the price for your sin, he is alive and serving as your advocate before the Father. And why might you need an advocate? Because as 1 Peter 5:8 describes, you have an adversary, the devil, who is seeking to devour you. Still, you can rest knowing Jesus is pleading your case before the Father. 1 John 2:1 states, "My dear children, I write this to you so that you will not sin. But if anybody does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous one." Furthermore, Hebrews 9:24 describes how Christ did not enter a sanctuary made with human hands that was only a copy of the true one. He entered heaven itself, now to appear for us in God's presence. Jesus has not taken his priestly duties lightly, but rather has carried his love, concern, and ministry to you to the very throne room of God.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Hey there, it's Nicole Eunice from the How to Study the Bible podcast, and I'd love to invite you to join us as we weekly discover a passage of God's Word together. From beginning to end, from principles to practicals, we are here to make sure that God's Word is powerful and relevant to your life. If that sounds like something you're looking for, I would love to invite you to subscribe. You can go to lifeaudio.com and search How to Study the Bible, and we'll see you there.